Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to have you on board with us as we face the issues each and every day. We look forward to your dialogue, discussion, your conversation, your input, your question and answers in relationship to the issue that we'll be speaking on each and every day. Let me remind you that as we speak on issues, we do so based on the authority of the Word of God. I believe it is the responsibility of every Christian, every child of God, every pastor in particular, that we stand up, speak up, be heard, and be seen. I think it's the irresponsible thing to do is simply to sit back in silence as we see events taking place on the world scene that's detrimental to the church, detrimental to Christians, detrimental to the Word of God, and detrimental to that which God would have us to do in sharing the good news, the gospel of Jesus Christ, with a lost, dark, and dying society that is about us. And yet we're finding a greater element of silence on the part of Christians and churches and pastors and those that are spiritual leaders in our nation today than ever in the history of America. I believe it's time we sit up, speak up, be heard, and be seen before it's eternally too late for America. Yes, I'm concerned about the direction that we're going in as a nation. I believe that we're at the very crossroads of decision-making in our nation today, a crossroads of that, whether or not we will continue a capitalistic republic, a constitutional republic with a capitalistic system, with a representative form of government, or whether or not we'll go with a fascist dictatorship, Joe Biden administration, and the socialist, Marxist, communist role that is now being perpetrated on America. I believe that it's time we speak up, and I believe that we need to do so based on the authority of Scripture. I don't believe that God would have us to sit in silence. I believe He'd have us to go back to the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God and speak the truth on issues each and every day. Jesus, speaking to His disciples in John 8:31-32, said these words, "If you continue in My Word, then you're My disciples indeed, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." Jesus spoke of freedom. He spoke of truth. And in that truth of the Word of God, God sets us free. And it's an indication, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, whether or not we're a disciple. Jesus said, if you continue, that is constantly dwell, stay in My Word, talking about the Word of God, Jesus Christ is the Logos of God, the Word of God, then you're My disciples indeed. That word indeed means truly, surely, absolutely. An evidence of a disciple, a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ, is to continue in the Word of God. And it's then that we will understand what is happening and know the truth. And Jesus said, the truth shall set you free. And then Jesus says in John 14:6, I am truth. And further He makes a declaratory statement, Thy word is truth, in John 17:17. Perhaps you ask the question, why do I dwell on that? Because, ladies and gentlemen, without the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God, as a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our pathway, without the Word of God, we'll be stumbling in the dark, in a darkened, decaying, dying society in which we're living in today. It was George Orwell, the secularist, that said, the further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. And ladies and gentlemen, may I simply tuck in a little parenthetical Youngblood footnote. I'm not concerned about whether you like what I say or individuals would embrace what I say. But what I'm wanting to let you know is I believe that it's time we speak the truth in love, that we stand on the truth of the Word of God. And the church is the one that's responsible, the bride of Christ, the church, the ones that are born again, blood-bought, Bible-saved, Christians, the church is the one that's responsible. I think former Senator Jim DeMint made a very, very definitive statement on that when he warns America of the decline based on the death of truth in America. He said, and I quote, "Truth is the core principle of Judeo-Christian values, which are the foundation of Western civilization. Judeo-Christian values are derived from the Bible, and the Christian church is the only custodian of the Bible. If you want to know the reason for the death of truth in America, look no further than the decline of Bible-based Christianity," end quote. Further, DeMint states, and I quote, "What we believe about truth does not change what is true. What we believe about the reality does not change what is real. There's no greater example of arrogance and self-worship than to assume whatever we believe is true and real. Yet that is precisely the prevailing view in America today, even in Christian churches in our nation." Ladies and gentlemen, it's the 15th century theologian and church reformer Jan Hus that said, "Faithful Christians, seek the truth. Listen to the truth. Learn the truth. Love the truth. Tell the truth. Live the truth, and defend the truth, even to death." And I believe that's what God would have us to do today, is to seek the truth, to love the truth, to live the truth, to learn the truth, and defend the truth, ladies and gentlemen, even to death. That's what I pray that you will be determined to do each and every day. As you join with me on this broadcast, let's face the issues as we face the issues each and every day. This portion of the day's broadcast, ladies and gentlemen, is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries equipment for the homeowner with brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of Honda generators. Tools for Time has the knowledgeable staff to answer all of your questions about power backup equipment. Tools for Time has staff to answer your questions about the professional as well as the homeowner lawn care equipment. Tools for Time is located at 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. That's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. That's at the intersection of I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road. Ladies and gentlemen, there's a benchmark to find Tools for Time. There's a gigantic 165-foot flagpole with Old Glory, the American flag, flowing 24/7. At the base of that flagpole, the intersection of I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road, you'll find the home of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com. ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about COVID lies and leader cover-up. COVID lies and leaders cover-up. That telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. Your telephone call goes directly through to the studios and right to our microphones so that we can entertain your dialogue discussion, your input on the subject today. Perhaps you recall, ladies and gentlemen, and what came to be known many years ago as the Watergate cover-up. Well, I don't know about you, but I recall vividly the blow-by-blow news media covering that each and every day. They were all over it, just like they have been for the past year and a half, about the COVID deaths and how detrimental it is to America and how we ought to stay shut down, locked up, the church is closed, and wearing a double, triple mask, putting on helmets and goggles, et cetera, at the behest of Dr. Anthony Fauci. That's just now coming to the forefront as being the nation, perhaps the globe's greatest liar and cover-up artist. Perhaps you recall Watergate. Watergate with Richard Nixon as president. It was the Richard Nixon presidency that was brought down as a result of Watergate. Nixon, as you recall, had authorized the break-in of the Watergate hotel. He was going to had his men that was going to secure information about his opponents, and when caught, when the truth and the evidence emerged, the Nixon administration tried to cover up. And as they tried to cover up that break-in, it got worse and worse. He was put in the jaws of a vice, ultimately had to resign because of the cover-up. Ladies and gentlemen, someone has said, and I can't tell you who, that sometimes the cover-up is worse than the crime. And I believe that's exactly what we see taking place in America today with COVID-19. We've been lied to. We've been deceived. We have, for the most part, lied to, deceived by big tech and by the media and by the Biden administration. And as a result of that, there, as I used the term, there's the old school term back many years ago, been led down the primrose path, and that primrose path leads to destruction in our nation as a result of the COVID cover-up being carried out by Anthony Fauci, Emperor Fauci, Lord Fauci, with the white jacket on, that as we understand, lied to the Trump administration, did not tell President Trump what had taken place with the gain-of-function experimentation that had been taking place and had been put on pause from 2014 to 2017, did not inform President Trump about that. He had no way of knowing. And yet Dr. Fauci whispered in his ears that 2.2 million Americans were going to die lest he locked America down and shut everything down. And ladies and gentlemen, that's exactly what happened. It was locked down, but it was a coup. It was a coup cover-up. That coup was designed to overthrow the American presidency in the re-election of Donald J. Trump and to absolutely control by a fascist system the United States of America. I believe I have Bob on the line. Go over the question or comment, please. Tom, I'm sorry.
Look, Dr. Youngblood, I really like what you said about the coup. And do you think that the Democrats now with Zuckerberg and such, that they're actually acting like they've overthrown. In other words, it's Venezuela all over again when Chavez overthrew it. That they don't think, they're acting with impunity. They think they've went ahead and overthrown the American people. They forced Donald J. Trump out of office or didn't let him reassume office. But I'm just thinking that the repercussions when the American people come together, this is going to be awesome. They're not thinking about that. All they're thinking about is they're in control. They can do anything they want to do. And like I say, Zuckerberg, who is really Hitler's Goebbels all over again. But what is your thoughts on that? And I'll just take your answer by radio.
Tom, you're exactly right. You hit the nail on the head. Yes, two things I observed from what you said, and I want to clarify for you and for our listeners. Absolutely unequivocally, as the old cliche goes, they're laughing up their sleeves. I'm talking about the Biden administration and all the recycled Obama team that he has in place. Everybody that Biden has working for him in the administration are recycled scabs from the Obama regime during the Obama days. They think that they have won. They think that they have overthrown. They think the coup has been successful. The election coup was successful. They put the Manchurian candidate in as the Manchurian president, as the Trojan horse today. He is the puppet. He is not the one that's leading the show. The puppeteers behind the scene, which happens to be the Obama administrative team. Obama just recently said, and I'll have the article later in the show, Obama has just said that Joe Biden is carrying out, finishing up what they started. So, yes, number one, they think they have won. But at the same time, they know that the people will soon be brought into the light and understand. And as a result of that, they've already set up now what is called a domestic terrorist commission. And under that domestic terrorism commission, we the people, we as conservatives, we as Christians, anybody that had anything to do with Donald Trump, anybody that voted for Trump, anybody that is a Trumpite, if you will, anybody that's in military that would say anything on their social media about questioning the election or saying anything against Joe Biden, saying anything against the regime that is taking place today, they're being processed out of military. And under those that would be considered domestic terrorists, we're being watched. We're being tracked by social media, by the postal services, and by the IRS, and by every other federal agency that is in American system. Those that are on the domestic terrorist list happens to be religious extremists, as they call us, and all of those that have anything to do with, had anything to do with Trump, voting for Trump. So yes, number one, they think they've won. Number two, they know that eventually the truth will come out. And when it does, they know that there will be a system from America, a systematic uprising from Americans. And so they're making preparation to squelch and to stop anything that will come against them on that. Just as with the five or six states now that's going through the process of the courts and trying to have the examination of the election equipment or the examination of the election ballots, they're facing the ire of the Democratic National Committee, Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama, and the others, because they've sent out teams of up into the hundreds of attorneys out of the Cooey Law Firm to examine and try to prevent anything that would be called the analysis of the 2020 election coup that took place. So you're exactly right. I believe we have Kevin on the line. Give me the question or comment, please.
Oh, yes, Dr. Youngblood, good morning. How are you today?
Great. I hope you are.
Great, sir. I just want to thank you for your program again. And I just wanted to, I think you were talking about the coronavirus, and I just wanted to give you some facts that are very interesting. I do a lot on the Bible study with the Bible codes. I study the Bible codes on the Internet through a well-known man named CodeSearcher.com, and he had an incredible Bible code that one of his students did on the COVID-19 vaccine. It was found in Psalm 119. You know, Psalm 119 is all about the statutes and judgments and laws of God, about the laws of God and how David loved them. And encoded within that Bible code, the access term, the main term that everything was found on was called the Mark of the Beast. And crossing that access term was Pfizer, RMNA, abomination, because it has aborted fetus tissue in it, and it has all those things were found and coded within that Bible code, plus some other terms I can't remember. But it just proves that, you know, in Israel, everything was shut down in Israel for this thing. I mean, you could not do anything unless you had that vaccination. Israel shut down everything, and 70%, I think, of the people in Israel got vaccinated. But they were telling the people, you can't go shopping, you can't go here, go there without the vaccination. So it almost was like a complete lockdown for them, a mark of the beast term where you can't do nothing without it.
So, Kevin, you're exactly right. One of the things that we find that is on the fast track today is the setting the stage. It is the setting up of the future days after the church is raptured out during the days of the tribulation with the Antichrist, the one that God's word calls the man of sin, the lawless one, when he rules and reigns with an iron fist as a fascist form of government. He will be able to track, trace, and to control every human being on the face of the globe. That is the ultimate purpose of the COVID pass. The COVID pass is just setting the stage. This particular COVID vaccination, though it is sterilizing, paralyzing, causing blood clots and deaths by the thousand. We've had over 5,000 deaths in America today as a result of the vaccinations, and several hundred thousand that have been injured permanently. And we don't know the end result for years and years and years, but it's setting the stage for that ultimate vaccination. Keep in mind, Kevin, and one of the things our listeners need to understand, this vaccination is not the end. It is not the do-all, catch-all, finish-all. It is just the beginning, because Pfizer, Moderna, and the others are already saying that it's going to take and need a booster shot. That is, they're saying that those that got the shots in March and April of this year, by September, October, will need a booster shot. And then those booster shots every 3, 6 to 12 months in order to prevent you from having some future pathogen as COVID. And each of those booster shots, in my most humble opinion, will be growing toward the ultimate shot, where will be the finished one that will do all without having to have your booster shots continually. And that will be the ultimate vaccination that will be the mark of the beast. Yes, I'm talking about Revelation chapter 13, verses 1 through 18, where that Antichrist will have require you to have the mark, the 666, which is central man-centered man, which is the ultimate epitome of humanism, that will control the globe. And it's the humanistic system today that man thinks that he can outsmart God, outdo God, and this is what we're seeing, the foreshadowing of the future after the rapture of the church. So this is the reason I'm so passionate about it, Kevin, that I believe every Christian needs to wake up, sit up, be heard, be seen, and not necessarily be, as they're couching us now, the no-vaxxers, but simply say, I will not allow an experimental jab in my arm, knowing what we know now, that it's going to be harmful, detrimental, and destructive, and sterilization of mega millions of young females in America today, and the death of thousands. In fact, I believe the number globally is about, if I'm not mistaken, I'm looking at my documents now, but about 6,000 a day are dying on a global basis, much of which is as a result of the COVID vaccinations that's taking place. That should frighten any human being into believing and understanding what the scripture says. And it's a satanic, demonic delusion that's causing people to line up and roll the sleeve up and say, jab my arm. So, Kevin, you're exactly right, brother.
Absolutely, Dr. Youngblood. And I just want to confirm what you were saying with all them deaths. there is another Bible code that stated mass murder in the Bible code, mass murder, referring to the COVID-19 vaccine. And also, I wonder if this is where they're going to get their zombie apocalypse, because they are altering and genetic, changing the genetic code. Thank you very much, Dr. Young.
Thank you so much, and God bless you. We need to keep on looking up, ladies and gentlemen. This is not said today to be in any way doom and gloomist. We're not talking about doom and gloomist. I don't know about you, but the more we see with the hand of God and the eschatological clock of God taking place, the more it should excite every child of God, every Christian, every believer, everyone that's blood-bought, Bible-saved, born again. We need to get excited when we see and understand what God's Word says is taking place even today. It verifies and validates. God said it. That settles it. It's going to happen just as God said. That should bring great comfort to every child of God in the realization and the recognition that we rest in the hand of God, that God is sovereign. God's still on the throne. He's not asleep. He's not on vacation. He's not dead. He's not sick. He's not even had COVID. And yet there are a lot of people that somehow, some way believe that man's in charge. This is the reason we need to understand what the Word of God says, especially in Psalms chapter 146 and verse 3. Put not your trust in princes, nor in the sons of man, in whom there is no help. Ladies and gentlemen, man cannot help us. Man can only hurt, but God is the only one that can bring about victory in each of our lives if we know him and the free pardon of sin, if we know him through the shed blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about COVID lies and leaders cover up. If you'd like to join in the dialogue and discussion, that telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. Ladies and gentlemen, there's been basically two major cover-ups, coups, cover-ups, that's taken place in the past year and a half in America. Number one has been the COVID cover-up, the coup, and secondly, the voting cover-up, the coup, to overthrow the Trump presidency. Ladies and gentlemen, that coup to overthrow the American Constitutional Republic, the absolute fraud of the 2020 election. Joe Biden, ladies and gentlemen, was not legally elected as president. He was illegally elected. He was illegally confirmed. He was illegally certified. He sits in the office as an illegal Trojan horse president today. And I know that that's not politically correct to make that dogmatic statement, but that's an absolute fact. Anybody that's got two eyes, two ears, and a sense at all, and an understanding that with the wisdom that God's given us, we need to see it. All you need to do, and the media is keeping it silent, ladies and gentlemen, the media is absolutely silent, sequestering and preventing the world from knowing what's happening in about five or six of the battleground states, where they're having major court cases, they're having major battles over the examination of the Dominion software, the Dominion hardware, and hand counting, hand analyzing the ballots themselves to ascertain what took place. It's determined in Pennsylvania. It's determined in Wisconsin. It's determined in Georgia. It's determined in Maricopa County and now open to other counties in Arizona. It has already been determined that something woefully wrong took place in the election. It was a coup, and now that coup is being covered up. Ladies and gentlemen, the one that sits in the Oval Office is the Trojan horse. It is Barack Obama on steroids. Let me just read you an article. Title of this article says, Barack Obama, colon, Joe Biden is finishing the job using people from my administration, end quote, from Barack Hussein Obama. Dated June 1st, 2021, former President Barack Hussein Obama showed his support for the administration of his former vice president while speaking with the New York Times on Tuesday. Quote, I think that what we're now seeing is Joe and his administration are essentially finishing my job, end quote. He added that a significant portion of Joe Biden's staff came from his old team. 90% of the folks who were there in my administration, keep in mind, this is Barack Hussein Obama, the illegally elected president of the United States, the one that has no credentials to be a U.S. citizen president of the United States, the one that had a coup, an absolute overthrow of the American presidency at that time. Now, here's Barack Hussein Obama saying 90% of the folks who are there in my administration, they are continuing to build on the policies we talked about when I was president, whether it's the Affordable Care Act, our climate change agenda, or the Paris Climate Accord. It is being carried out. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken, Educational Secretary McGill Cordova, Veterans Affairs Secretary McDonough, Homeland Security, Alejandro Mayorkas, and Agriculture Secretary, all serve high-profile positions under my administration. That's Barack Obama speaking. Meanwhile, Susan Rice was UN ambassador and national security advisor under Obama, is now playing a major role, listen, as the director of Biden's domestic policy council in his administration, end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, we're watching the third term of Barack Hussein Obama in the fascist administration through the puppet Joe Biden, and Barack Hussein Obama and his team, raised from the dead, if you will, now carrying out the leadership role in American government. Can you wonder why we're having such catastrophic decisions being made? Can you wonder why they wanted Joe Biden in office? Because he is a shell of a human being. It's not mockery on my behalf, on his behalf from me. It is not making fun, but Joe Biden is cognitively unable to make a decision. Joe Biden was not cognitive enough to be elected as the United States president, but yet he was, because it was a coup to overthrow the Constitutional Republic, United States of America, and it was a successful coup. And now Barack Obama is saying, in essence, Joe Biden is finishing the job that I started. That's what Barack Obama is saying. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, we're witnessing what I call the third term of the Obama presidency that's in charge of America. Under the Biden presidency, we are watching an America, the American sovereignty, being destroyed. We're watching today the LGBTQ sodomite agenda being carried out. We're watching today the push for radical racism to be brought about, and for people to believe that somehow, some way, that it should be white against black and black against white. And ladies and gentlemen, I will tuck this in. God created one race. He created the human race. And what is a stench in the nostrils of God is to watch the ploy of man to divide, to tear down, and destroy our nation by its divisiveness. Keep in mind, it was the Lord Jesus that said, a nation divided cannot stand. It's an impossibility for America to continue its strength and its stability and its greatness as a nation if we are tearing down from within. And the prime reason that we're calling everything racist today is because that is a default term. If you don't have debate skills, if you're not familiar with the circumstances enough to discuss them and to debate them, you decline and you then drop to the fact, well, that's just racist. You're just a racist, calling everything racism today. Ladies and gentlemen, that's divisive for America, and a divided nation cannot stand. And so the purpose is to divide America based on racism. I'm looking at an article that says, when are white males going to walk out on the critical race theory training? Dated June 2nd. Race is suddenly all the rage. Employees, students, parents, and corporations are being inundated with the anti-racism training programs and school curricula that insist America was built on white supremacy. Anyone who raises even the slightest objection is often demeaned and irredeemably called racist. But what is the impetus behind the particular type of race-based training programs and curricula we're spreading at the moment is not exclusively or even primarily about skin color at all. Hear me. Hear what this article says. What if race is just a facade for a particular strain of thought like communism, socialism? What if what stands behind all of this, the old colorblind utopian dream of uniting the workers of the whole world and eradicating capitalism? Marxist is what it is. It sounds like Marxism because it is. Marxism. This term of racism was first coined, the term whiteness, to begin with. That was a Marxist term, end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, we're watching the division of America for the very purpose of overthrowing the United States of America. And the first major, major lie, the first major, major cover-up was on the coup called the election. And the second cover-up is the coup that's called COVID-19. We're going to talk about that in just a moment. We're going to take a top-of-the-hour news break for about 1 minute. Hang in there. Don't turn your dials. We'll be right back as we continue to face the issues.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.